And we're here on the K&M Podcast. Ken Brown from WJR Radio. Michael J. O'Hare, DetroitLions.com. Hello, Mike.
That's Michael R. O'Hare.
I call it any letter. It's a different letter every week. The reason why the podcast is in the middle of the week this week is because we decided to wait until the couple of events had passed. One was the combine from last week, and also to get the franchise designatees from Tuesday afternoon. So now that all that's done, it's clear sailing up till free agency, Mike O'Hare.
Yeah, it's clear sailing until we hang up.
Well, let's talk about a couple things that did happen non-Lion, and then we'll get to the Lions part. A couple things, the big interesting things that happened over the last week was that Russell Wilson was released. When I say released, you know, release sounds bad and blah, 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 but when you're getting like $85 million in cap punishment to get rid of somebody, you're getting a $39, $38 million to tell somebody to go away and you're paying them, I don't get that at all. Something is definitely up. I know that, you know, Sean didn't bring Russell in, but, man, Mike, that's a big amount of money.
Well, as much money as the owners of that franchise have, I still don't like to give it away for and get nothing back in return. If I was him, I'd say, look, Sean, figure it out for another year, okay? It's not that hard.
If you would have kept him this year, then you got to guarantee his money for next year. And if you want to get rid of him and you don't want him, I understand that part. But it's just the fact that that might go down now as the worst trade in NFL history. The Herschel Walker one was probably the worst up until now. This one's got to be worse. They gave up a bunch of picks, a bunch of money, and got nothing.
Yeah, it was a two first round.
The tight end, Noah Fant, a couple first, a couple second, and then a big $254 million contract, which I don't know how much of it is guaranteed, but I know at least the 39 you're paying him this year is guaranteed. So, just a bad contract for a player, Mike. Let's face it, the last few in Seattle, he was a descending player then.
No, you're right. Exactly. You're not getting the guy who went to a couple of Super Bowls with Seattle. This is an entirely different player at this stage of his career. No, look, he was a good player. He deserved and earned everything he got for the first, 10 years or 9 years of his career. But this isn't them. This is now. And he's not the same player.
Yeah. Well, that's our one event that we'll talk about that was interesting for yesterday. A lot of players were released. A lot of players were signed. I know a lot of players that everybody wanted the Lions to try to get in free agency were franchised yesterday. So those players were out, like Brian Burns and Josh Allen, defensive ends that people actually thought they had a bead on. But people, you got to face some reality out there. Nobody's giving up these big, great players without getting compensation back. They'll do anything they can to keep them. There might be one, like that Wilkins kid in Miami, the D-tackle that got the free agency. But you're not – most of these guys, they're not going to give them away for nothing.
No, absolutely. Look, if you've had a player for 3-4 years and you've developed him and made him into a Pro Bowl caliber or better player, you want to keep him. You want him to play for you. That's why you go through all that.
Yeah, only the Lions are that dumb to let a player like that go to free agency, and that was the Sue thing. Only the Lions. So I'm sorry, the rest of the league was smart. Only the Lions would let a guy get to free agency and just let him walk unabated. And that's not happening 9 out of 10 times.
That's an entirely different group of people who did that.
Right. I know. Well, we know that. That's why we have entirely a new group, because of decisions like that. But I'm just saying, you don't let franchise players get to free agency and then let them walk without compensation. That's just the way it went.
Well, that's the way it went then. And, yeah. And you know what? Donovan Sue wasn't the same player after he left Detroit.
No, he wasn't.
If he had stayed in Detroit, I think he would have been a surefire Hall of Fame candidate.
That's neither here nor there what we're talking about, but I agree. I agree what you're saying, but that's neither here nor there. The Lions blew it big time. But you know what? You live and you learn. You move on. One thing about it, I'm not a big fan of these big money free agent contracts in football anyway, because a lot of times they're short term, they don't work, and they mess up your cap. And not only mess up your cap, they mess up the way the other players look when it's time to get their money and you don't want to give it to them. So you got to be very careful giving out one of these big contracts. And I see these guys that get these big contracts, and I don't think they earned them. I don't think they're worth it.
Well, it depends on who it is. And, you know, I think the case by case, the Lions certainly had one 6-7 years ago by, you know, when the Patriots regime came in. And what was the defensive end that they signed, a $94 million contract?
You talking about the Lions?
The Lions, yeah. Who was that?
Oh, the guy, his name just slipped my he's the one that got caught in Green Bay with the hands to the face. I forgot it. Now, I know you're talking about, but yeah, it didn't work out. Trey Flowers.
But the thing is, the fact that you can't remember the guy's name tells you exactly.
Yeah.
How that signing never panned out.
Exactly. To me, free agency is you get some starters. Good players, they're not going to be the best players on your team, and they're not going to be stars. Like, you know, Dre Bly or Marvin Jones, you know, real good players, maybe even borderline Pro Bowlers, but that's at the very top of it. But if you get competent starters and don't, you know, spend absorbent amounts of money, that's the way I would use free agency. And this case for the Lions, though, they got a need that I think they would need to fill by free agency. And then after that, you can supplement it with the draft, and I think that's cornerback. I think you need veteran cornerbacks going into next year. So I do expect them to delve into the free agency mark for cornerbacks. They signed Emmanuel Mosley back, but we don't even know when he'll play, if he plays at all. You know, and I don't know, the contract wasn't that big. We don't know, but that's a wild card. But, Mike, I think they should sign two cornerbacks in this draft, in this free agency period.
Well, they signed three defensive backs last year, and you know, one of them, like Mosley, played two snaps, got hurt again. Who was the other cornerback that started? I should play all 17 games.
Cam Sutton.
Sam Sutton. But that's what they got out of it.
Yeah, I mean, when you sign injured players, things like that happen. I know nobody expects the guy to tear his other ACL, but he's coming off an ACL, so that's, you know, you get what you're paying for. And this year, I want them to sign some guys that weren't hurt and are ready to play. You know, I want them to sign at least one, possibly two cornerbacks I think they should sign. Safety position, they might want to sign a backup too if Gardner Johnson's not coming back. And there's a safety on the market as of yesterday, which was Quandre Diggs, an old favorite of the Lions, who, along with Adams in Seattle, they cut both their safeties. I'm not a big reunion guy, and I'm not sure I want to bring Quandre Diggs back. Good player. I don't want to be reminded of the past. I'd rather look forward. But under the right situation, maybe he might be a good player to look at coming back at the right price.
Well, he's been a productive player. He made the Pro Bowl the last 3 years. He was highly regarded here in Detroit, and he was one of the good guys too in the building too. I know they really missed him after he was let go. That was an unusual situation. He just didn't fit in with the new regime, I guess.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't want to relive the past. That was 5 years ago, or whatever, 6 years ago, five. He's 31 years old. I'm not in favor of signing 30-year-olds to contracts with a lot of money. Like I said, under the right situation, if he comes, he's going to have to share time. So, you know, he'll probably be looking for a starting job somewhere. This whole conversation may be mute, but if it's not and he's adept of, you know, being a backup or whatever, then, you know, like you say, he was a great guy, good guy in the locker room, good guy to talk to. But, like I said, I always say these memorabilia tours and these, I'm just not in favor of them. Like the Jamal Williams thing last year, you know, how much you paying for a cheerleader? And when he left, you see what I'm talking about. So I'm all into the plays, Mike. I'm all into the player.
Well, he had a terrific 1 year here in Detroit. He really did, with 17 touchdowns, was it? Something like that?
Yeah. He was here 2 years.
Yeah. No, 2 years, yeah, yeah, but he had 17. The 1 year that he had the 17 touchdowns, he was a really a high contributor for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, there's only so much I'm paying for, you know, X thing. So, but anyway, the Quandre Diggs might not even happen. I don't even want to get into that. I just noticed that he's out there and he's available. I watched the combine. I watched some days of it. I didn't sit around the TV. And I wasn't as interested as I usually am in earlier years because the Lions were picking out of the top 10, and then there's just too many other players. I don't take a lot out of combine, watching guys in shorts running around fast or whatever. It's just I like to see the competition sometime in the running, and that's about it. Other than that, I don't care about the drills or whatever. That's for scouts to decide. But there are a couple things that kind of caught my eye over the weekend. I don't know about you. A couple positions that caught my eye. I looked heavily at the cornerbacks and at the pass rushers. And there are a few young guys out there in the offensive line. They look at the offensive line on Sunday. There are a few guys out there that looked apart and short. So there's going to be a plentiful offensive lineman in this draft coming up.
It sure looks that way, especially interior offensive linemen, too. You know, if you're looking for guards and centers, they're there, and the tackles are there, too.
Yeah, and not even first-rounders. I saw some scouts saying that, you know, you'll be able to get starters on the offensive line into the third and fourth round, and, you know, interior offensive linemen. So it's a good draft for that, and you got two third-round picks, which is good. You don't have to really expend a first-round pick on a guard in case Jonah Jackson leaves.
Yeah, and that's I'm sure that'll work itself out early in the process.
Yeah. Jerry Jacobs said over his Twitter that he's probably gone. I think he's gone, too. So it looks like they're setting up the stage for next week to get into that cornerback market. Is that the way you're feeling it?
Yeah, you know, the official or the legal signing period starts on Monday. You know, actually, they just let them do what they've been doing already anyway. And then I think that the official signing actually is next Wednesday.
Now, I know one thing that people are talking about and chopping around. I want to chop it around with you, that Kansas City put the franchise tag on Jadarius Sneed, but left it open that he could be traded to a team for the right compensation. Are you in favor of trading for a cornerback with compensation or just drafting one or signing a free agent?
Well, I wouldn't want to have to trade him and trade away more than I'm giving up, more than I'm getting back, I should say. In other words, I wouldn't want to trade him and a first-round draft pick, or sign him and trade a first-round draft pick. I wouldn't want to do that. I like those first-round picks because you can acquire players that over a period of time you can develop those players. And look, the Lions have been good at that. And this regime's, you know, stay here in Detroit, they really have developed players, you know, right and left.
Yo, but nobody's talking. I don't think anybody's talking the first round for him. Nobody's
giving.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. But I'm not. I'm talking about. I don't even know if I give up a second round for him because, like I said, you got four picks in the top 100. Grab players, man. And if you want a free agent, a corner to start for you next year, it doesn't have to be an all pro. I think if they get adequate cornerback play, adequate, along with the improvements they'll make on the defense and with the draft and. And just, you know, guys getting a year older. I think that's enough. I don't think you have to go all out the box to bring in. And I don't see, like I said, a Deion Sanders out there. He's a good corner, maybe even a very good corner. But, you know, I didn't see greatness that I have to have him.
Well, no, you don't have to have him. But if it's better than what you have and if it's an area you think that needs to be strengthened, then go for it. And I'm not advocating going for it, but – I'm not just poo-pooing it either. Those are valuable, the valuable players.
Yeah, but like I said again, that's why they call it free agency. I want to get the free agencies. I don't want to have to pay agencies. And that's what you have to do with Sneed. You'd have to give up some to get him. And I'm not feeling that at all. Sorry, not me.
Well, then we move along.
Well, that's it. Now. Pass rushers are, to me, a premium. They need one on the other side of Aiden Hutchinson. I'll tell you one thing. I saw this Chop Robinson. First of all, I don't want nobody on the team named Chop. If you can't get a real name, you can't play for the Lions. That's in my book. No, I don't want no Chops. Anyway, great workout at the combine. Looked off the charts, fast, whatever. But no production in college. I look, he had, what, 4 sacks last year in college. I mean, with all that great, you know, physical ability – and no production. Those are red flags to me. Those are red flags to me. His physical attributes matched up to the guy from the Dallas Cowboys that's, you know, from Penn State. The linebacker, whose name. Oh, I don't know why I'm stuck on names now. Yeah, but they match up favorably.
Micah
Parsons, yeah. They match Micah up Parsons, favorably. Yeah. But no production, Mike. Those scare me the most out of anything, you know.
Well, go back 2 years ago, and this is just supports what you're saying. Look at the production that Aiden Hutchinson had at Michigan, and he was drafted second behind Trayvon Walker, who had almost no production.
Right.
At Georgia.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's been the same way. Since they both arrived here, one in Detroit, one in Jacksonville.
Yeah. No, you're right. And like I said, you got to be careful of those combine warriors, man. You just got to be careful. You got to have production on film and tape if I'm drafting like that. So, but they draft so low by the time you get to 29, if they drafted 29, it could be anybody on the board then. Half these guys could be gone. Half of them could not be gone. But I know the three, four positions they need to address, however they do it before that draft is over, is cornerback, edge rusher, offensive inside lineman, and a kicker. If they can address those four areas, I'm fine.
You had to sneak it in, didn't you?
I had to sneak kicker in. I didn't say got to be a high drafted kicker. I don't want them to do like San Francisco did last year and draft a third round kicker. But I do want to see them get somebody to compete with the Money Badger.
You know, I look at these the Lions like second round pick this year differently, I think, than a lot of people. Okay, so you know, if you look at their first round pick, it's 29th overall. That's not a high first round pick by any means at all. Only 32 of them. But to me, I would view that as a very high second round pick. And maybe you can get another Sam Laporta there. You understand what I'm saying? In other words,
no, I agree. Okay, no, I agree. Yeah, that's totally.
A second round pick. To me, it's a second round pick.
Yeah,
that's a really valuable second round pick.
And hopefully, some of those quarterbacks drop out of the end of that draft where teams will want to trade up with you so they can get that fifth year on them and draft them toward the end of the round. And if that's the case, you can leverage that 29 into some more picks. I'd be fine with that any day.
No, I could not agree more. I really couldn't.
I'd be fine with that. So everything starts next week, the free agency rush. Do you think the Lions should lay back after let the first wave in, or should they dive in and try to get one of them, somebody immediately, which means the higher paid players?
I think they should get what they think is right, and it'll be early, later in the middle. I don't know. But if there's a player that they've targeted there, go after him. Go get him.
Mm-hmm. We had a couple other things on the docket, too. According to sources, Amon St. Brown's extension will be somewhere between $26 and $30 million. You think that's a fair price for that'll put him like in the top five, top six of player contracts at the moment for wide receivers. You think that's fair wages for Mr. St. Brown?
Well, I wouldn't call those wages. yeah, I think it is. I mean, the player knows, the agent knows, the organization knows, they know what the market is, what it's going to pay. So why, look, that used to just drive me nuts years ago when the Detroit Lions get into these just out-and-out brawls over players on trying to sign them. And it left scars on those players throughout their career. But just go ahead, if that's the market, that's the market. If you want to go shopping in the market, then you got to bring your money and pay for it.
That's interesting you said that, because this brings me to the next order of business, is Jared Goff extension or not. And you said leaving scars by having these negotiations. Where do you fall in on him? He's got a year left on the contract, and you can franchise him the year after that if you had to. The guys now are making between $40 and $50 million, the top-line quarterbacks, and that's only going to go up. Are you in favor of signing him now or letting the 1 year play out, or how you do that and then keep, you know, harmony within the team?
Well, it's not just harmony, but I would sign him. I don't think I'd give him $60 million a year. I think that's too rich for him and for 98% of the quarterbacks that are you know, come into market. But no, I would do what I could to get him a fair contract. I really would.
How many years are we talking?
Three for sure, and maybe a fourth, maybe.
Do you think the league is going away from his type of quarterback, though? And in 4 years, his type of quarterback will be antiquated?
I think some things are changing among the quarterbacks, but there's always a place for a quarterback who can complete passes and win games.
I think that, but I see the league moving for these mobile guys now, and I'm looking to see about rule changes and things like that, if they're going to, you know, specify the offense more or whatever. I'm just worried if you give him too long, he's a dinosaur, man. You don't see quarterbacks like that much anymore. The Kirk Cousins, the Goffs, you know, the stuff.
You don't see those guys who are playing now? Were they hiding somewhere?
Well, they're playing now, but I'm saying the league is moving away from. Look at the draft. Look at the quarterbacks coming in. They're all mobile guys. J.J. McCarthy, Caleb Williams, Drake May. All these guys move now, man. Daniels. These are all movers, man. Penix is the only one that's really not a mover, and he's not even rated right now as a first rounder. So I'm just saying, I'm just worried about where the league is going, and I don't want to give Jared, you know, too many years, and then you're going to be in a Dallas Cowboys situation like with Dak Prescott, where you got a $59 million tab on him this year, and you know if you could get out of it, you would, but you're stuck with it.
Well, I would rather have Jared Goff at my quarterback than the one that the Cowboys have now. I think the Lions are in a good position right now.
Yeah, no, I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying when you're stuck with a contract that you can't get out of, you know, and I don't this is going to be on them to do. And I hate to say it because, like I said, you know, I'm not a big Jared Goff guy, but I have to, like I said, he's the leader of the team now. He's won two playoff games. He got you within a game of the Super Bowl. He's the unquestioned leader of the team, so you got to pay him, and he's the guy, unquestioned starter coming in the next year. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But I'm just looking down the line a bit, and we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But at least you know you got a quarterback. There's a lot of teams out there looking for him.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I think the Lions are in good shape there, and maybe, you know, the kid they drafted in the third round last year – another 2, 3, 4, 5 years, he might be the Detroit Lions starting quarterback. You never know.
All I want from him next year is to be a competent backup that can come in and win a game. If he can do that, that'll be a successful second year for him. I don't want to talk about him starting. I just want him to be the backup next year, where you don't have to go out and spend money on a veteran backup. Because Mike, I'm gonna tell you right now, if you're paying $40 and $50 million for these starters, what do you think backups are going to end up being in the next year or two? How much do you think backups are going to? You know, I've seen some $7 million backups now.
Well,
you know, backups are going to be expensive, and that's going to come out of your cap. You know, that's a player you can't have. Even though, like I said, it's the sixth most important position, but I'm just saying you got to pay for them. That's why it's good to have a young guy as your backup.
Well, a third-round contract is not chicken feed, by the way.
It's not $7 million a year. Yeah, it's not $7 million a year, though. But I agree with you. I'm just saying the backup quarterback position is going to start moving up. When you see the starting quarterback pay go up, you're going to see the backup quarterback pay go up. So we got to look out for that.
Everything's going up, Ken.
I know everything's going up. Well, the cap's going up. So as long as the money's there, you got it. So
$255 million is a salary cap.
That's it.
When the league started free agency in 1994, it was $34.6 million.
Are you going to repeat that every week? This is the last four podcasts you have done that stat. I'll tell you right now, next time you do that stat, I'm boycotting it.
You're boycotting
I'm boycotting your $34 million 1994 stat. I've heard it. You've said it 4 weeks in a row. You're living in nostalgia, Mike.
Can we talk about Caitlin Clark next?
One last thing before we go. I'm just messing with you. One last thing before we go. The NFL draft is coming the 25th. Yesterday, they put the map out. Very interesting the way they're going to do it. They're going to have to set up out in Harmony Park, and they're going to transition down to Hart Plaza where the experience will be. And it's going to be outside, and it's going to be interesting. They're going to do something at the Fox. So the Fox is included in it, too, where they'll do some type of a thing, I guess, the Thursday night before the draft. So it'll be an interesting time period. It's going to be all enclosed. NFL was here yesterday meeting with the society that's putting it on. And I'm looking forward to it.
No, I think it's a good thing. I think it's a great thing. You know, look, the Detroit Lions have shown that they can put on a party with the best of them. They've done that with two Super Bowls and parades and all that other stuff. Anybody who's worried about the Detroit Lions, or the city of Detroit putting on this event, you're worried about nothing.
I just want to get it to where they come in and right before the Lions pick, they trade out of the first round. I just think that'll be the funniest thing ever.
And so you want them to ruin the draft? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I want them to do what's best for the draft, but I don't want them to stick in the first round just because it's here in Detroit. If you want to, you know, trade out, I'm fine with it. And Brad has said it in a couple of his last press conferences that, you know, how would they look at him if he traded out? So it's on his mind, too. I'm not the only one saying this.
Okay, Ken. Spoil sport. What else? You went at the Raiders? No.
All right, that's Mike O'Hare from DetroitLions.com. Check him out. Next week, we'll be having our free agency podcast. We'll be in the free agency, so you can complain about what they didn't do or salute what they did or complain about what they did. You got all three going there. We'll just find out how it goes on the opening of the league year next week. So join Mike O'Hare on DetroitLions.com for his biting commentary and nice articles. And I'm on WGR Radio, which we'll be doing a lot of Lions talk over the next 3 weeks. That is it, Michael.
All right, Ken Brown.
All right, have a good one.